our reporter and myself. Nicola is the quiet one, in case you don't know. We've been out visiting all six counties in Northern Ireland, and we've been finding out what people want to talk about, what's important to them. We've been to Enniskillen so far, we'll be in Newcastle and Portrush, but this week we are in Limavady.
What did that man say to you? Was he drunk?
No, he said I was very good looking.
See? Drunk.
No.
On the road again.
On the road.
With Vinny and Nicola.
Huh? Stephen Nolan. What do you think of him?
No comment.
Where am I going?
Straight down until you see water.
And she's actually stuck her tongue out at me.
Vinny, did you make that chill cry?
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey,
you're
Vinny.
You're late.
You
what
torture
time do you
me.
Call this? Half twelve.
I
we meant
am
to be
like
here at half twelve.
What time?
And you pull up in your hairdresser's car.
That is not a hairdresser's
that
car.
Is
that is a finely tuned machine, a bit like myself.
Listen, you've kept the people of Limavady waiting. Come on in. Come on.
You're an awful pain.
Come on.
Well, I came over here in 1959 to RAF Ballykelly. From South Wales, that at that time was heavily industrialised, and I fell in love with the place and I've stayed ever since. We've got Bannone, we've got McGilligan, we've got places like that. We're very convenient for Donegal. We have wonderful scenery all around the place here, and even the weather is not too bad.
You're a walking advertisement for this area, really, aren't you?
It would be nice that if there was a lot more, that we maybe didn't have to go to Belfast for such of the big events, that some of them were brought to this area. We had a great event here in Derry in 2013 when we had everything coming in, but it's a shame that a lot of that has seemed to have fallen by the wayside since.
What do you like about Limavady? What's great about here?
Nothing nice in Limavady.
That's terrible from a Limavady milkman to say there's nothing nice about living here.
I have to go here, seriously.
This man doesn't like Stephen Nolan. He's shaking his head. Do you work in the council yourself?
No, I do not. I would be for a benevolent dictator. 11 councils. 11 too many.
I sat in the council in the late 60s, early 70s. Councillors didn't get paid. They did it out of their interest in the area. It's scandalous that there is no pride left in serving the community. You have to get paid for it.
One's very sceptical of the House on the Hill and what they will give west of the ban.
So if the politicians, the newly elected into the Assembly 2016, if they are listening, what's your message to them?
Stop squandering.
And take less money. Just do it for the good of the community.
Take a pay cut. You want to cut all their money?
That's right. I'll give them somehow
50 pence a mile.
They're the best restaurant in the province.
Vinny, leave the fella alone. He doesn't want to talk to you.
That man wanted
Look,
to talk
breaking,
to me and you
he's
came
breaking
up.
All world speed records.
Limp and Christy there. He's away for his lunchbox.
Did he say to you he was really busy and he couldn't go because he's just juked in there to a cafe? Did he say he was too busy?
I'm away to go and have a chat with him.
Right, go. Hello there, sir. Is there anything that you would like to get off your chest today that has been bothering you?
No.
Are you a happy man?
I'm a very happy man.
You look like a very happy man.
I am.
What do you love about Limavady?
Look around you. Self-explanatory. Good-looking woman interviewing you.
Okay, cheerio.
What did that man say to you? Was he drunk?
No, he said I was very good-looking.
See? Drunk.
I'm your ma, you make me sigh, you're such a good-looking woman.
I don't know what to say to that poor man that was talking to our Nicola there. He clearly has an interesting interest in ladies. But anyway, we'll be back in Limavady later this week. And as I said, Newcastle and Portrush still to come. And Armagh, almost forgot about Armagh.